She's a woman who delights greatly in the dignity of womanhood.
She travels all over the world, teaching women and men alike to possess all the blessings which God has prepared for them in Christ Jesus.
She has a divine mandate to distribute godly inheritances to as many that believe in the name of Jesus Christ.
You cannot encounter her God and remain the same.
She carries this unique anointing that brings mind-blowing transformations and testimonies to as many that believe in God and the glad tidings she preaches.
She is an author of several life-changing books.
Her weekly television broadcast reaches many homes.
She is married to Dr. Felix Adejumo, the president of Agape Christian Ministries, Incorporated, Akure, Nigeria.
And they are blessed with 4 children.
Can we rise to put our hands together to welcome Pastor Funke Felix Adejumo?
This morning I want to speak on excelling as a wife. Yesterday I spoke on excelling as a woman. God's handmaiden has said we should look at this theme, woman, wife, and mother. Excelling where you are. Excelling as a wife. And don't tell me you are a man, so, why am I in charge? Listen, there's a word for you. In the book of 2 Samuel chapter 3 and verse number 1, 2 Samuel 3 verse 1, the Bible says, now there was long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. But David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. A house can be strong and a house can be weak, depending on how it is built. Marriage is very sweet, very delicious, depending on the cutlery you use to eat it. Very delicious. I've been married for 28 years. I know what I'm talking about. Fantastic. But it is hard work. No good marriage is picked on the streets. And it takes two to excel in marriage. The Bible says that it is not good. The Lord God said it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. Genesis 2:18. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. The same Greek word used in Psalm 121. Talking about the Lord, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. It's the same Greek word used in that Genesis chapter 2. I will make him an help meet for him. And what does that mean? Somebody to surround him. You were created to surround your husband as a woman. The man was created because God wanted to. The woman was created because she was needed. The man because he was wanted. The woman because she was needed. So if as a woman you are not meeting needs, you are a colossal waste. You were created to meet needs, to surround the man. Some people are present, they cannot help you. Some can help you, they are not present. But God is the present help in the time of trouble. As a woman, you are 7 things to your husband. And then as a man, there are 5 things you must do if you are married. Even if you are not married, you can begin to think along this line and prepare for a glorious home. Number one, as a woman, you are a helper. And anyone that will help you must be stronger than you. If I walk up to Pastor Nike now and I say, Pastor Nike, can you please give me a loan of 1 million naira? It means that at that time, I know she can afford it or she has access to it. And that means, that implies that she's stronger than me in that area. Therefore, woman, you must understand that once you are married, you have become somebody's helper. And a helper is supposed to have what the person needs. You are to surround the man. If your husband's life does not get better after marriage, you are a witch. For this cause shall a man leave his father, 5-letter words, L-E-A-V-E, and cleave, 6-letter words. So the man's path shall shine brighter and brighter. Don't tell me that my husband is stubborn. My husband, you don't understand him. There is no man a woman cannot break. Go and ask Samson. What the Philistines could not get, the whole army of the Philistines, a woman got it. Those of you that are married here, men, you better listen to me. When your wife tells you, look, I am with you in this. Don't worry, it is settled. You better go to bed. But if your wife looks at you and she calls you by your first name, Tolulope. Olushola, I'm warning you, you better prostrate. A woman, if you want to keep something, give it to a woman. Even the Almighty God, when he was going to send human beings to planet Earth, including the Lord Jesus, he gave him to a woman. A woman will keep something and will join you to look for it. Where is this thing? Huh? Where is this thing? Women are natural warriors. You want to take a baby from a mad woman, she will show you she's a woman. Women are natural keepers. You better take care of your wife so that your life can be long. All this grammar that you are speaking through your nostrils, you better come down from cloud 7 and take care of the woman God has blessed your life with, because she's your helper. Many times we speak to the women, but this morning I want to say a few things to the men too. Men, can we talk? Treasure your wife. Let her feel important. Forgive me for this vernacular. Patakilize your wife. Importantilizer. Forgive me if you don't understand Yoruba language. I think it's going to be one of the medium of exchange in heaven when we get there. Let your wife feel that she's important. She's your helper. Woman, you are your husband's helper. Stop looking here and there and stop running helter-skelter. You are in that man's life to help him. And God is a rewarder. Many years ago, I stood by my husband in the place of ministry when there was nothing, through the thick and the thin. It was bad. If you live where we live, you will know what I'm talking about. And then one day, I was traveling. My driver parked. We were at the filling station when the Lord spoke to me. Now that you have stood by my servant, I give you your own. It doesn't matter whether it's your husband you are serving, beloved. There's a big boss in heaven who sees everything, and he has a way of rewarding you. Stop complaining. You are his helper. Number two, you are a builder. As a woman, excelling as a wife, you are a builder. Proverbs 14 verse 1. Proverbs 14 1 says, a wise woman buildeth her home. And you know, you use different raw materials. There are times when you use water, times when you use nail, planks, sand, and all that. There are times when you are tough. There are times when you are soft. There are times when you are just quiet. Wisdom is the balance. So you know when to speak. You know when to keep quiet. You know when it will be destructive if you speak. You know what to do. So every woman, you need wisdom. To build. You are a builder. Stop pulling down what God has raised you to build. Number three, you are a servant. You are a servant. Titus chapter 2 verses 4 and 5. Titus 2, 4 and 5. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You are a cook. You are a cleaner. You are a washwoman. You are a nanny. Are you not a servant? I was in the hotel room this morning when my phone rang. I think that would be the fourth or the fifth time. My husband and I, we can speak 25 times a day when we're not together. And he said, hello, darling. And this is a quick one. Where is my toothbrush? My husband was asking me, where is the toothbrush? This morning. I said, darling, check. He said, okay, thank you. Inside every man, there are three things. A lover. When last did you allow your husband to pillow his head on your chest? And you are just touching the hair while he's watching Baka and Real Madrid. That tells you what I watched yesterday. When last did do go to the kitchen and then you put a little fish in your mouth and you come, you tiptoe and you cover your husband's face from the back and you put the fish in his mouth. For some of you, romance has grown wings and flown out of your marriages. I hate it when I hear women call their husband, Olu's dad, you are a bush girl. Once a bride, always a bride. How can you be using your children's names to call your husband? He's first your husband before he's somebody's father. Some of you will even be calling him daddy. You are a servant. It doesn't mean that you are a slave. You serve in love because you know your reward is great in heaven. Number four, you are an intercessor. Prayer cover your husband. Satan proof your husband. Delilah proof him. Protect him in the place of prayer. Regularly you hear my phone ring, alarm. Particular hours of the day. It may be for 1 minute. It may be for 2 minutes, but I'm praying for my husband. Not every man is a good material for a husband. So if God has blessed you with one, you better pray very well. What is not good needs prayer, but it is what is good that needs more prayer. Pray for your husband. A praying woman is a winning woman. There are times when I wake up in the night and I walk around the house. My husband is asleep. Sometimes I take the anointing oil and I anoint my door. No Haggai will touch this marriage. And beloved, I am one of the most happily married women on earth. I say that with every sense of humility and responsibility. Even the devil in his craziest state knows that I'm happily married. Whatever you consider to be happiness in marriage, by the grace of God, I enjoy it. But still, I don't watch my marriage. Because while men slept, the enemy came. I said to some people while I was preaching recently, if you are waiting to marry my husband by the time he's ready, he will be too useless for you because I will have used the man finish. Sometimes I'm serving my husband his food and I'm praying in tongues. And then sometimes I anoint his comb. Sometimes I go to his side of the bed. I say, Felix Adereme Adejumo, you are my own. God gave you to me. No woman will take you from me. I know you are a handsome man. No, I protect you by the blood of the Lamb. My husband is eating and he looks and says, I don't even know why I love you. May I know? May I know? The secret of champions is in their stories. May I know? Somebody shout, I'm blessed. You're an intercessor. Pray. In case you don't know, some people are not happy that you are happy. That your husband that you think is nothing. Some women are waiting. And in Jesus' name, they will wait in vain. I was in the U.S. some time ago in New York at a Jewish hospital to see a lady that was dying of cancer. That lady was good to me. So my husband told me to fly and see her in her final days. She will vomit black things. I will put my hand there to collect it for her. She was too good. One of the nurses looked at me and said, are you her sister? I said, no, I'm her pastor's wife. She said, you must be an angel. But that girl was too good to me. I wish I could help her. When she died, somebody said in their church, my green light has shone. So that person was queuing, wishing her to die. Some people are waiting that you go to bed and not wake up. But as the Lord liveth, they will wait in vain. You will not die while your music is being played. Take care of your home. So people don't give you goodwill. As a man, as a woman, take a good care of your home. If you miss it in the area of marriage, if you are a pastor, don't forget, you won't sleep on the altar. You are a chief executive, you won't sleep in the office except something is wrong with you. No matter where you go, home is home. You still come back to your home. That is why as a man, don't marry just any woman. Close one eye in prayer. Open the other one in watching. Look very well. Don't marry a man because he sings in the choir. Don't marry a woman because she's beautiful. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Be careful. Don't just marry somebody because of. Marry because God is in it. You are an intercessor. Number five, you are a lover. Some women always forget that they are lovers. Once they are married, that's it. You are somebody's lover. Many times in the place of counseling, I hear people say, my husband slept with my daughter. Oh, so slept with his daughter. And sometimes it's amazing to me. It is demonic. That's rubbish. That's hell set loose on that man. But beloved, sometimes, let me tell you this. Every man is attracted by what he sees. A woman, that's the way we are wired. A woman is affected by what she hears. When you tell a woman you are beautiful, she's thinking all day, I'm beautiful. But a man, that's why Jesus said, not until you have sex with a woman, even if you do in your heart. A man can have sex in his heart with a woman. So if you are an old bride beside your husband, you will push him to the laps of Delilahs. And if he's not saved, he can do anything because he's corrupt. Sleep with his daughter. Sleep with anybody. Did you hear Joyce Meyer's story? The father sexually abused her because that man was not seeing a daughter. He was seeing a lady, a beautiful lady. You are a married woman. And each time your husband introduces you, you look like his grandmother. At 37, you look 67. What's your problem? Are you the only one going through challenges? A research was done some time ago in the U.S. and it was discovered, a cock was used. The cock, that's the male hen, was, allowed to make love to a particular hen. After the fifth round, it couldn't go on. Then the same cock was allowed to make love with many hens. And it made love with 15. And it was discovered that the male species likes variety. So if your husband is a Christian, my husband is a man of God. He cannot be tempted. You are daydreaming. You better wake up. The more anointed a man is, the more temptable. Because he will see all sorts. And men are moved by what they see. Therefore, you must be many things to your husband. You appear like this sometimes. It is short weave. Sometimes you appear and it is a long dress. Sometimes you come in, it is something else. You must become unpredictable in marriage. And every married woman should have at least two types of night wears. There is one that is the regular one. Anybody can see you when you wear that. But there is another one I call transparent honesty. That one, you wear it when the locks are in place. When everything is intact. And you make sure that the light in your bedroom is not just this bright one. You make your room romantic. It is your room. There is no marriage in heaven. You must enjoy it. And you put on that one. Nothing under. Transparent honesty. And for no reason, you stand up from the bed and you walk to the bathroom. You catwalk. You're not looking for anything just to let him know that you are still current. No matter. No matter how spiritual the man is, he will stop praying in tongues for 1 minute. And then when you come back from your outings, your husband is home. Oh God, I wish I can just illustrate this. Now, you make the man sit down. Maybe he's watching the TV. You sit on his laps. And you tell him, sweetheart, can you unzip? After he has unzipped, tell him, loose the bra. Then you stand up. You say, oh, I forgot. Put it back. Put the bra back. Just for him to touch you. Even psychologists have discovered that when you touch teenagers, you help them. When, in our body, there are 5 million touch receptors and 2 million on our hands. If somebody is sick in the hospital and you touch the person, it brings healings. Some of you, you don't even touch yourselves. A woman, for instance, needs 13 meaningful touches per day. 13. Not, they said we should touch you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, not that one. 13 meaningful touches. You must remain romantic. Don't be an old and ugly bride around your husband. You must work hard to maintain your shape. You must befriend your husband. Same thing with the husbands. 28 years running, except I'm not home. Every night, and this is the altar of God, my husband comes to my side of the bed. He puts the duvet over me and gives me a kiss. Every night. Marriage is hard work. Sometimes when he doesn't, maybe he has forgotten, I cough in an unusual way. To remind him. You must be romantic. As a man, once in a while, take a piece of chalk, write I love you on your bathroom floor. Use your wife's eyebrow pencil to write something sometimes. Sometimes hide something in her pillow. Just be romantic. Very soon your nest will be empty. The children will be off. All our children, for instance, they've graduated from the university. One of them is married. And when I go to their rooms now, it's so quiet. And I say to myself, when did these children grow, for God's sake? If you don't befriend your husband, you will wake up one day and discover that there is a gap, an emotional gap between you. Be the best of friends. Be close. Don't put ministry or church in between you. Don't put business in between you. How can you not speak with your husband for hours? How will you not give your wife a call for hours? You say you are busy. Busy doing what? Your home is your home, and it must be maintained as a married person. Very important. Number 6, you are a covering. Genesis 21:9-10. Genesis 21:9-10. The Bible says, and Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be here with my son, even with Isaac. What a man does not see, what a man cannot see, a woman sees it. Abraham didn't see that something was happening in his home. He didn't know that his miracle and his mistakes were in a battle. It was Sarah that saw it. And as a man, learn to listen to your wife. Because a woman understands a woman. When a girl is dancing around you, your wife can pick it. Be careful. I'm not jealous. I'm not suspicious. But be careful. When your wife is having spiritual tummy upset about a particular business, be careful. When your wife is warning you about a particular relationship, be careful. Listen so that you won't regret later. Many men, their head, their legs, their everything is in cloud 7. They don't listen. You are not married to a slave. If you call your wife a goat, you are Mr. Goat. Because you married a goat. It takes a goat to marry a goat. If you call your wife stupid, you are just telling us, behold, Mr. Stupid. Listen to your wife. Calm down once in a while. And please, it's important, understand what she's saying. Even when you don't understand, don't shut her down. Don't shut up. Is it women we are talking to here? No, it's a sign of pride. And as a woman, protect your husband. Sometimes you say, a woman is too territorial. She knows what she's doing. I'm not saying she'll be monitoring your husband and have the spirit of suspicion. But you must be able to protect him and defend him. And number 7, you are a keeper. You are an assignment. Your husband gives you, you can tell that you are a keeper. The man wants a baby, he gives you sperm to keep for him. You nurture the sperm, you protect it, you deliver a baby, and you nourish and nurture the baby. That's who you are as a woman. You are these 7 things to your husband, and you will not fail in the name of Jesus. You must excel as a woman. And for those of you that are husbands, please understand that you also have a fivefold ministry to your wife. Number 1, protect your wife. Years ago, about 1.5 years after we got married, 20-something years ago, I used to have this sister-in-law who was a devil. I can say this because now she's born again. So even if she listens to the tape, it's okay. She was a devil. She was a troubler of marriages. And one day she came to her home to beat me up. Elderly woman. She said to me, you have taken my brother from me. You don't let me have access to him again. And I was wondering, what's the problem? I just had a baby. The baby was about four months. When this woman came in, and she was saying all sorts of rubbish. If you know, my husband is a perfect gentleman. For the first time, I saw him get angry. My husband rose up and faced the sister and said, "Sister, will you get out of this house? What's your problem?" The woman said, "What? I sent you to school." My husband said, "It was my mother that sent me to school. One kobo you did not pay. So don't tell me. I'm old enough to know who paid my school fees. And in case you even contributed anything, is that why you should come and disrupt the peace of my home?" And my husband was going to beat this woman up. And I will come in between them. "Is enough, darling. Mommy, stop this." And I will go out. "Thank you, Lord. This is the day you have made. Victory at last." And I will come back. "Hey, you are still on this. Darling, is enough. Is enough." And I go, "Thank you, Father. I command fire. Holy Ghost, let it start." Hallelujah. My husband protected me that day. Till tomorrow, I will respect him. My father-in-law was a king before he died at the age of 100. My sister-in-law went back to the village and said to my father-in-law, "If not for Funke, Felix would have beaten me up today." I said, "God, thank you. Thank you so much." Protect your wife. How can your brother, school sat wounded, 3.5 credits? Yoruba language, physical education, religious knowledge, and Igbo language. How can your junior brother come to the house and be oppressing your wife? "It is Africa Channel. I want to wash today." Protect your wife. Number two, provide for your wife. As a man, provide. There are two kinds of husbands, like my husband would say, a man of means and a mean man. Number three, prefer your wife. When last did you open the car door for your wife? We were in the U.S. some time ago, and we were to go out. My husband was to drive. So I stood outside the car. Master said, "Come here now." I said, "Come and open the door." Oh, then he came. He opened. He said, "We will soon get to Nigeria." I said, "At least open it while we are here." Glory to God. Prefer your wife. I'm telling you the five things you must do as a man. Protect her. Provide for her. Prefer her. It won't go round. It won't be enough. Let your wife take first. Honor your wife. Let her know that she's important. Prefer her. It's not convenient. "My dear, can you take me? I can't drive." Prefer her. Pamper your wife. It's important. Number four, prevent some things from happening to her. There are things you must not stand. You should not stand when your wife is involved. And then number five, permit her to enjoy life, to shine. You say, "My wife is not beautiful." My dear, put £10,000 in her hand. Send her to England for 2 weeks. By the time she returns, you won't believe that is your wife. Some of you don't even know your wife's bra size. Some of you don't know your wife's shoe size. As we end this conference, go back and make a difference. Shall we rise up? Lord, we give you praise this morning. I ask that grace be multiplied to every marriage, every family, and every home in the name of Jesus. I come against every storm in marriages. All the storms that break down marriages will not afflict your own. The hand of the Lord shall rest upon you. For those of you that are widows or separated or divorced, I pray for you because your worst is behind you. The Garden of Eden is before you. You will enter into it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Single parents, I decree that the helper will help you. Amen. All of you that are single, you've never been married, and you desire to be married, by this time next year, you will sing a beautiful song. Amen. As the Lord liveth, it shall be well with you. Amen. If you are here today, you are not yet saved. You are not yet born again. I decree today that the yoke of sin be destroyed in your life. Amen. Be set free to enjoy God. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.
We believe that the wonders of the Word of God have begun. For additional information, call 01793-7415 or 01815-1435 or email us at contactus@daystarng.org.
Join us for any of our four services at 7 a.m., 8:30 a.m., 10 a.m., and 11:30 a.m. at Plot A3C, Ikosi Road, Oregun, Lagos, Nigeria. You could also visit our website at www.daystarng.org.
Or watch the church service at www.daystarng.tv. You are destined to succeed. You will succeed.